Today's morning practice would have made any Central Florida fan proud. That's because Brandon Marshall and Matt Prater stole the show. Marshall for his dazzling catches, and all Matt Prater did was wow the crowd with kicks of 59 and 68 yards, and head coach Mike Shanahan put the pressure on Prater to hit a game winner with 3 seconds left.
Well, did he impress you?
Yes,
he did. Well, good. It's amazing. He actually impressed you. That's good. What impressed you the most? Not missing or the 68 yarder? I kind of like the last one, to be honest with you. You know, it's put all the pressure on him, a game-winning field goal, 3 seconds left. And he's been doing that pretty consistent since he's been here, so it doesn't really surprise anybody, but it's sure nice to see him do that in his first live two-minute drill.
It felt good just to show the team that I can do it, to give them some confidence in me, so in the game when I do have the chance to have a game winner, they expect me to make it, and they're not thinking flip a coin, you know. Maybe got a little more confidence in the team and a little confidence for myself too.
The leg strength of Prater may be a surprise to some, but not to those that have seen him throughout the offseason in camp. After practice, the question arose if Prater would be comfortable kicking a field goal of that length and most importantly, getting the go-ahead from coach.
Well, you just watch him kick off. When you watch a guy kick off and then kick it sometimes 10 yards out of the end zone, his leg strength probably is up to 75 to 78 yards. That would have been good at 73, 74 right there. So, and he doesn't kick any harder. He's got the same swing consistently. So hopefully he can make the ones inside the 45. And every once in a while, depending on what the situation is, a guy gets a chance to attempt one of those. But usually it's at the end of the half or the end of the game.
Yeah, I would. Especially out here, the ball travels well. As long as there's no wind in my face. Because it's almost like a win-lose. You know, you have nothing to lose from hitting it. If you make it, everyone's going to be like, oh, my gosh, he broke the record. But if you miss it, you're kind of like, oh, well, you know, he was close. Or, you know, not a lot of guys have done that.
For more on Day 9, let's look at some of the highlights. We told you Brandon Marshall took over on Day 9. And we will just let some of his catches speak for themselves. He was just featured. Here is Matt Prater connecting on a kick of 59 yards, but he was not done. To his surprise, they backed it up to 68 yards. So all he did was nail it with some despair. Jay Cutler rifles this pass to Brandon Stokely, who found an opening downfield in the middle of the defense. Now, we heard a rumor Hamza Abdullah called this interception by Dominique Foxworth exactly before the ball was snapped. I guess we will just have to leave it an urban legend. And finally, head coach Mike Shanahan wanted to put his kicker in a pressure cooker, challenging Prater to nail a game winner with 3 seconds. That's going to do it for Day 9. We ourselves will see you Monday, as the players will enjoy a day and a half off. Thanks for watching.